in part by Cranard Center for the Performing Arts. The 2004-2005 schedule of music, dance, opera, and theatrical events at Cranard Center is available by contacting the Cranard Center ticket office at 217-333-6280 or 800-KCPATIX, 800-527-2849. Information is also available on the web at CranardCenter.com. AM 580 thanks Champaign Danville Overhead Doors for its support of Focus 580. Overhead Doors is pleased to support public radio in Central Illinois on behalf of its customers and business associates.
Good morning and welcome to Focus 580. This is our morning talk program. My name is David Inge. Glad to have you with us. It's now been more than 2 years since the terrorist attacks of September 11th in 2001. This morning we'll be talking about what progress we've made here in the United States on the issue of homeland security. And our guest for the program is Philip Crowley. He is a senior fellow and director of National Defense and Homeland Security at the Center for American Progress in Washington, D.C. During the Clinton administration, Mr. Crowley served as Special Assistant to the President of the U.S. for National Security Affairs, serving as Senior Director of Public Affairs for the National Security Council. Before that, he was Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Public Affairs. In all, he's been a spokesman for the United States government and the United States military for 28 years, 11 of those at the Pentagon and 3 at the White House. He also served for 26 years in the Air Force, retiring at the rank of Colonel in September of 1999. He's a veteran of Operations Desert Shield and Desert Storm, and during the Kosovo conflict, he was temporarily assigned to work with the then NATO Secretary General Javier Solana. As we talk this morning with Philip Crowley, your questions are welcome. We just ask that people are brief in their comments, and we ask that so that we can keep the program moving, get in as many people as possible. But, of course, your input is welcome. Here in Champaign-Urbana, 333-9455, and also we have a toll-free line. That's good anywhere that you can hear us, 800-222-9455. Mr. Crowley, hello.
Hello, David. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks. You and yourself?
Very fine. Thank you.
Good. You want to talk just for a moment about the Center for American Progress and what it's about?
Well, the Center is a relatively new think tank in Washington. It's been in existence for just about a year. And we try to define progressive, middle-of-the-road policy positions that hopefully are attractive to moderate Democrats and Republicans. We're nonpartisan. But obviously, most of us that are in the Center for American Progress, have government experience and are looking to find, pragmatic solutions to the problems that confront us.
Mm. Just as a way of starting out, I thought I would ask you to react to some of the things that the members of the 9/11 Commission said when recently they announced their report as a result of all of the hearings and study that they've done on the issue. And at the beginning, the chairman, Governor Kaine, said, and I'm assuming he was expressing the consensus of the committee, he said that while the committee believed that the United States and the American people were more safe than they were before September 11th, we are not yet safe. Now, I would assume that you would agree with the second part of that, but I guess I wonder whether you would agree with the first. Are we indeed more safe than we were before 9/11?
Well, certainly we are more aware of the breadth of the threat that confronts us. 9/11 was shocking, but it was not necessarily surprising. But I think what the commissioner said first and foremost, 9/11 was a failure of imagination, that we failed to completely understand the breadth of the threat that Al-Qaeda and other Islamist groups pose to us and their ability with relatively low dollars to mount a very significant attack on the United States that resulted in 2,900 deaths.
Before the attacks, there were, I think, well more than 100 federal government agencies that whose jobs somehow touched on some aspect of homeland security. And the idea when the Department of Homeland Security was created was that these disconnected entities would be brought together under one umbrella, and the idea was that this would mean for better coordination and communication and effective implementation of the overall goal of homeland security. And I think that there has been some criticism of just how this was done and the fact that perhaps that not that the umbrella doesn't cover enough territory and that there are still important agencies within the government that are responsible for some aspect of Homeland Security that are still out there. And so we still have this problem of coordination, communication. If you just look at the concept, the idea of the Department of Homeland Security, and look at how well it was executed and how close the department as it exists today comes to the ideal of what you might like to have if you could have your ideal world, what do you think?
Well, I think the Department of Homeland Security is obviously necessary, and it is improvement over the disparate responsibilities that we did have before 9/11. In many respects, at least those entities now, 22 agencies that were part of other departments or independent are now inside DHS and focused on security of the homeland. One of the 9/11 Commission's conclusions was that critical elements within the prior structure did not see themselves as being part of the broader counterterrorism effort. You look at immigration and naturalization, for example. You look at customs and border security. They were focused on very important missions, but different missions than what were necessary. And the 19 hijackers, hit those seams, those vulnerabilities, in between these agencies. So, having this larger umbrella is an important element, but it's not the critical element. I think the most important thing that 9/11 Commission said was, we need not only a better structure, but we need joint action. In Central Illinois, you've got some experience with the military, from the former Chanute Air Force Base out in Rantoul, for example. Mm-hmm. So I think your listening audience will understand, those that have some military background, that in the mid-80s, there was a transformation within the Department of Defense. Something called Goldwater Nichols took our independent services, the Army, the Air Force, the Marine Corps, and the Navy, and then transformed how we operate into more joint commands. And certainly now people are familiar with the Schwarzkopfs and the Tommy Franks, who have been the Central Command commanders who have fought major engagements during the course of the 90s and into 2001. We now do business in the Department of Defense differently. We are joint. We look at the combined resources across the military services, and this is what we have to do in other elements of the government. What happened on 9/11 is different organizations that were stovepiped each had a piece of the puzzle, but no one entity in the government had all of the information necessary to understand what we were confronting. That's what has to change, and that requires not only a better structure, but it requires more joint action and interaction. Now that we have to implement what the 9/11 Commission has outlined, getting to that point where we can really attack this problem from a joint standpoint, that's going to be the critical element. Mm.
Well, let me ask you one other sort of big question, and then I have a couple of callers here who are holding, and I promise we'll get to them if they won't mind waiting for a moment or two more. And that is a question about the resources that we're putting into Homeland Security. And certainly after 9/11, everyone said that this is vital, so we certainly can't skimp on this. And it is certainly true that we are spending more money, the United States is spending more money today on these kinds of issues than they were before September 11th. However, some people have also looked at it and said, well, yes, it's true that we are spending more money, but in fact, not a great deal more money, and not and we're not putting into it the kind of resources that really we should. Can you talk a little bit about how much we're spending? And in fact, is that an important measure of how well we're doing?
Well, particularly in the short to midterm, getting to a better level of security and doing it as quickly as we can is, in fact, going to take resources. There's no question about that. You can certainly throw, good money at difficult problems and not succeed in actually making us safer. So, resources, is an important element. It is not the only element. There are very subtle things that we can do, and I think one of the key things is finding ways that for relatively small dollars, you add significant additional deterrence to our security. For example, one of the elements in the 9/11 report was that, you know, the hijackers, while this was a very intelligently conceived and executed plan on their part, they did make mistakes. They did present themselves to authorities, and had we had, you know, better intelligence, there could have been ways in which we could have exposed key parts of this plot. And in fact, it's not so much that we had all the information necessary to prevent 9/11, but if we had been able to better intercept individuals within the 19 hijackers, it could have resulted in their decision to call off the plot. So they did make mistakes. We didn't take advantage of those mistakes. So some of this will involve, you know, significant sums of